you don't know what you're surviving when it's happening. There was several lives lost in that first flood, you know, two during the flood and one during the recovery. Then lots of businesses lost their livelihoods, as you said, but there was also residents, people that lived down in Ellicott City that couldn't access their homes. And there were hundreds of employees who lost a job in an instant. It's hard in the chaos of what's going on to process what's happening. You can tell the destruction. The town was torn apart. Gas leaks and buildings were subverted. And it was just, it was hard to figure out what was going on in the instant. You know, fortunately, you had the response out of Howard County Emergency Services and the county itself, and the days and weeks and months and years that have followed. They had been tremendously supportive in helping us, you know, stay afloat in Ellicott City.
And I remember, Mark, from being there, it was so warm that month as well. And it just seemed to be so much mud and muck and destruction for such a long time.
It was. It took an unbelievable effort of volunteers to come down. I mean, the county had to clear the space, make sure things were safe. Again, the gas leaks were one of the things I most vividly remember from that night is actually smelling the gas. Yeah, and as people were walking out of town, police and first responders were literally just begging people, don't smoke, don't light a cigarette, don't do anything stupid. But once we finally got in there, you know, after things were stabilized and we were allowed to re-enter the properties, you know, we had 18 inches of mud across two floors, a basement, and then there was also no power for any of it. So it was a restaurant. We had food decomposing and rotting in there in the summer heat. It was a tremendously difficult job, and it took hundreds and thousands of people to muck out Ellicott City.
You ended up selling that property to Howard County years ago. County wanted it for the flood mitigation project. How do you think the county's response has been since those two floods in trying to get a handle on any future flooding in Ellicott City?
There was two different plans. There's a plan that was presented by the county executive, Alan Kittleman, after the flood, and then following Calvin Ball's election. It was a different plan, but everybody's got the same basic idea. They want Ellicott City to be safe. They want Ellicott City to prosper in the future. There's different visions on how to get there. I think both of them have merits. This is one we're going with. It's been, I don't know all the ins and outs of the hydrology of what's going on, but there have been several projects that have been completed. I know Kiewit is months away from what's called a hole through, where they at least get the basic form of the tunnel. They hold all the way from the top down to the bottom of the Patapsco. There was many of us, myself included, that didn't think this tunnel was ever going to happen. And from the efforts of many, many layers of government and grants and funding, it has occurred. And Kuwait has done a tremendous job in bringing this here. And I have a feeling it will make us safer. There's still some reluctance from some people. And people get scared when it rains. And we've had some storms recently, which have caused more concern, but we have seen indications that the flood mitigation plans have been helpful.
Mark, you opened the Phoenix Upper Main up the street from your first location. What has life been like for you as a business owner and the business community in the 10 years? Have you all been able to revive yourselves in that area?
It's an adjustment. I love our new location. It's significantly bigger. The county was unbelievably gracious, you know, with outdoor dining, which started during the pandemic, and they realize the benefits of it and have allowed us to continue our outdoor dining program. But we see new businesses coming in Ellicott City as well. So people are feeling safe. We've had multiple new restaurants open over the past several years, you know, Umi Sushi and the Crazy Mason Milkshakes Shop. And even in the last two or three weeks, we've had two new restaurants with Vespers at Pike and Main and River House on Main taking over the old Tercicles location. So there's a fantastic energy going through Ellicott City right now. We need more restaurants. Restaurants help drive the business down there, help support the merchants, as well as solid merchants bring people in for the restaurants. We need each other to survive in Ellicott City.